Side effects. A side effect is basically something that happens to you as a result of something. And within this training, you're going to get side effects from as a result of doing this training. Obviously, that's what you're looking for in this training, is to get a side effect. The side effect is what you're looking for. What I want to talk about now is the difference between having good side effects and bad side effects within the training. Because this is a very real physical type of training, it's not a mental training. You'll see a lot of people out there that may or may not know what they're talking about talk a lot about using the mental visualization for a lot of these types of exercises that we're talking about. But you'll notice with our course, a lot of the information that we're giving to you combines not only the mental and the focus part of it, but also the physical aspect of it. So obviously, by putting those several concepts together, you're getting more of a communication with the body, because you're doing it not only mentally, but you're also doing it physically. And as you're starting to do these physical exercises that are going to be working the internal organs, musculature, and other areas of the body, you're obviously going to have different types of side effects. What are those side effects, and what should you be looking out for? Obviously, any very strange side effects, give us a call or write us an email and let us know what your experience is so that we can see what's going on. Because chances are, we've been through the same situation. When I first started doing this training, if I didn't have somebody to talk to, I probably would have quit. Because you do sometimes get strange sensations, strange feelings, just bizarre types of side effects that you can't really relate to until you experience them. And so some of the side effects that you could possibly get from doing this training would be things like the swelling up of the organs. When I say swelling up, it'll just kind of feel like your organs are puffy. Not that you have a stomach ache, but that just that you have kind of like it feels very very loose inside of your organs. It's kind of a strange, like an airy feeling that you get. A lot of times, the reason you get that is because you've pumped up the organs too much and it feels uncomfortable. I can remember times where I would actually be out at a social event and it felt so weird and so strange that I would actually have to sit down and pull it down. Now, what do you do when your organs start to feel like that? Well, the first thing you want to do is just sit down in a chair or lay down and just start to visualize and start to physically pull, taking your hands and pull the energy down from the organs, wherever the organ pain is or the discomfort is, pull it down towards the legs and out through the feet. Do that as many times as you can. It could take you several minutes in order to get this to work, depending upon the severity. Now, of course, I wouldn't recommend that if your organs are a little bit blown up, that you do the training that day. Obviously, you should take the day off and just relax the body. Because again, like physical training, just like if you're lifting weights and you get that muscle pain after you've done a set of barbell curls, you've done some bench presses, well, the next day you wouldn't go back and do that same thing. If you're experiencing discomfort, you don't want to go back and do the same thing. Another thing that's common is headaches. The reason you get headaches is because you let the chi rise to your head. The one thing you want to make sure that you always do is keep the chi out of your head. The head is a very open area, and as you're doing this type of training, it's going to naturally go, the chi is going to naturally flow up there. What you want to do is keep it away from the head, because obviously you're building up a lot of energy here, and the more you pump it into your head's not going to be able to handle it as easy, and you're going to start to get some headaches. Not only are you going to get headaches, but you're going to get strange feelings in your head. Sometimes you'll get a feeling like you're wearing a helmet, and you're not wearing a helmet. It's just kind of like a chi helmet that you have around your head. And again, what you want to do is you want to take your hands and literally just pull that energy right out of your head and pull it down through your feet and out. You know, if you're out, if you can put it outside of your house, do that. Visualize it, the chi going out of your house and into the woods or something like that, or throw it into a corner of your house and just don't worry about it, because it's just negative, it's stagnant energy. You just want to pull it out of your head and just get rid of it. Okay, those are some of the side effects that you could have. Now, obviously, as you're developing, you're going to want to maybe take a headache out of somebody else's head. And they say to you, hey, I've got a headache. Well, you can do the same thing. You just pull the headache right out of their head. Use an inhale. Again, it tracks the energy out. But one thing you want to do when you get rid of somebody's headache is you want to, as you're pulling it out with the inhale, is you then want to exhale and throw it out. And, you know, just get rid of that chi. Because oftentimes what happens is if you take chi or energy out of somebody else's body, it will automatically attach to yours. if you don't get rid of it. So you got to flip it out. You got to get, you know, take like a chi throw and get rid of the chi that's in your hands from somebody's head. I mean, I've taken headaches out of people's heads, and next thing you know, I got this crushing headache, and I'm wondering, hey, why do I have a headache? And the reason being is because I took it out of their head and put it in mine. And so what you want to do is you want to recognize these things. And again, if you don't recognize them and you get these side effects, it's like, hey, you know, the training's not working, or it's bothering me because I'm getting these side effects. These side effects are absolutely natural when you're doing this type of training. The difference is recognizing the side effects as they are. What are some other side effects that you could get? Just strange sensations that you could feel around your body. As your body starts opening up, you're going to feel chi start coming out in different areas. So you may feel a band of chi in your legs or in your arms or coming out of your neck or your back, and it's just natural. And again, anything that you feel is extremely strange, obviously give us a call or write us an email and let us know what type of situation you're running into, and we can kind of help it. In terms of other side effects, like the like we talk about opening up the sensations of your body, again, the more you open up your body and your mind, the more you're going to experience different types of side effects, different types of stimulation. Again, I talked in the third eye area, it's kind of like the radio station's open, you're getting all kind of frequencies coming in. Sometimes it's very hard to manage, and so that's why we don't recommend people opening up their third eye right off the bat. We know people want to do that sometimes, but what's not recommended, you just go ahead and open up the third eye or any other areas of the body that is going to give you kind of mixed results. So again, any side effects that you might have, first try to pull them out of your body. Secondly, take a day off if you've been training very hard. Again, any other questions you might have, either email us or call us, and we'll help you get rid of those side effects and explain to you why you're going through those types of situations.